It's a good thing you can only hear and not see me, Pet. You've been tempted by fleeting glimpses of my perfect body. But my eyes remain a mystery, don't they? You follow the sound of my footsteps, hoping to see more of me. But as soon as you manage to get close, I always turn the corner. Always just out of reach and just out of sight, but ever present. You've never looked me in the eyes, but my voice is always echoing in your head. So far, you've been spared my gaze for your own good. But careful, you're in dangerous territory. I think you know that though, don't you? That I can be awfully fickle, cruel on a whim. I think you know quite well that I'm not stifled by the suffocating moral code of mortals. I think that's what's compelled you this far, hasn't it? The irresistible allure of danger, magnetized to the unknown. And I'm both my sweet little captive, so don't say I didn't warn you. What's the matter? You seem a little taken aback by that word, captive. What's the matter? You didn't realize you were trapped, did you? Too distracted by my voice. Too awed by my presence to take notice of your surroundings. I see. Well, you're not going anywhere anytime soon. So why don't you have a look around? Go ahead. Familiarize yourself with your dungeon. You find yourself within a dimly lit underground grotto. Jagged rock edges worn smooth by dripping water. The walls curve around you, forming a smooth and slick and wet chamber. The smell of clay and stone and earth fills your nostrils. You look up and notice a ceiling of pointed, delicate stalactites. You don't know how you know this, but you know with complete certainty that you are in some place both ancient and enchanted, untouched by your kind. Humankind. Mankind, more specifically. Welcome. You may have heard of me before, but I'm not going to repeat the gossip. As the saying goes, reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. That asshole Perseus was a liar and a braggart, and much too dim-witted to outsmart me. But I don't care much what others think. There are ways in which widespread acceptance of my death, or the mythologizing of my existence, work to my advantage. I mean, look at you. You were so unsuspecting, so naive. It was so easy to spark your curiosity, to ignite your neglected libido. It was effortless, really. Through my whispers, through my words, to lure you here, right where I want you. You see, earlier, when I told you that no human has ever been here, what I meant was, not for long. They didn't remain human for long, that is. The poor souls I brought here, so many of them. And I brought you here because I thought that you just might be useful to me. What is that surprising to you? That someone like me might just have a use for someone like you? No, don't get ahead of yourself. No, you're not exceptional. Not in any way. You see, your type is just so damn easy to capture. Because you're the kind that truly longs to be controlled, aren't you? To be given direction. To thoughtlessly obey. Yeah. And you, in particular, you are particularly eager to obey. You are exceptionally weak. All it takes is a seductive, velvety voice beckoning you, commanding you. And before you know it, your cock is hard and your mind is putty, and you're walking in the exact direction I want you to be. Without any fear, without any suspicion, without any thoughts at all in that blissfully empty little head of yours. And I filled your peripheral vision with intensely arousing sexual imagery to make the trek to my dwelling even more compelling. Perhaps you thought you weren't getting enough sleep, that maybe it's just been too long since you've had sex and you were losing your mind from sheer frustration. Well, that may be the case, but no. There's a lot more to it than that. I know you've seen my perfect hourglass shape out of the corner of your eye on more than one occasion. My deliciously plump, round ass in a tight leather skirt. My wide hips tapering in a perfectly cinched, narrow waist. My long, shapely legs in thigh-high leather boots. I know that my body is unearthly. And I knew exactly what to wear to drive you crazy, to get you on the hook. I also know that you have a thing for powerful women in leather, showing an intoxicating amount of skin. It's not every day you see a body like mine. Leather-clad curves of porn star proportions. And let alone on your lunch break. So, of course you followed. And of course your mind went blank as you stared at my hips swaying side to side. My plump, round ass bouncing so deliciously every time my heels hit the concrete. And that, my sweet little captive, is why you have no recollection of how you got here, and certainly don't stand a chance at finding your way out. I mean, you're welcome to try, but I'll warn you now that starving to death, lost and alone in a subterranean labyrinth, is a much less pleasurable way to go than the happy ending that I have in mind for you. I mean, can you really think of a better way to go? Can you think of anything better than remaining here with me for all eternity? Isn't this what you've been craving all along? To be a powerful woman's little plaything. The only thing better than that would be being a Gorgon's little cum toy. So why all the fear? Don't you think your trepidation is a little hypocritical? I mean, isn't this exactly what you've been hoping for all along, but even better? There, it's okay. I want you to just take a deep breath and relax. Let your nervous system settle for me. Your fate is out of your hands, so why fret? Don't waste your energy, my sweet little victim. Just sit still as I reach around now and tie this blindfold around your eyes. Feels so good, doesn't it, sweet pet? To just let everything go dark. To feel the soft fabric against your skin. To be completely at my mercy, following wherever I lead you. So, take my hand now and come this way. Ah, yes, here's my bed. Lay down now on these soft, luxurious sheets. Just let your body melt underneath mine. You are beginning to feel thick, serpentine coils entwining your limbs now. Right ankle, then left. Right wrist, then left. Just give in. That's a good boy. Nice and secure. You're not going anywhere now, are you? Looks like your fate really is out of your hands. So just collapse, my puppet. Feel my big, soft, round breasts pressing into your chest. My weight on top of you. My soft skin. My dizzying pheromones. You are so cute when you're intoxicated with pleasure, all desperate and immobilized. Every part of your body is limp and floppy, except the one that I'm most interested in right now. Let me reach down and feel that cock. Oh. You're so hard and drippy already. Those balls are so full for me. It would be so easy for me to just let you slip inside of me. Oh, but as excited as you are, you wouldn't last a minute now, would you? Mortal males are so damn useless. You and I both know that if I let you slide into my pussy, you'd explode immediately. And that wouldn't be very fun for me now, would it? To tell you the truth, I have this problem quite a bit. Eliciting such intense excitement that very few of your kind can last. But I have my own strategy. Would you like to see what it is? Of course you would. It's already underway. First, I'm going to tease the fuck out of you. Tease you and torment you until you can barely take it. And then, when you give up, when you really and truly beg me, well, that's when you find out what comes next. You like feeling my weight on top of you like this, don't you? Straddling your face and nothing but a barely there pair of black lacy panties. When you weren't looking, I stripped nearly everything off. Oh, poor thing. It really is too bad that you can't see a damn thing through that blindfold. You can't see the way my breasts are bouncing as I grind on your face. Nothing but this wet, lacy fabric between your lips and my pussy. You can't run your hands along my soft skin, exploring all the places that might make me moan, reaching into me to feel my wetness. No, you can't circle your tongue around my perfectly perky nipples or suck or lick my engorged clit. No. But I do love all those sounds you're making. They're absolutely fucking pitiful. Your desperation makes me soaking wet. And you know what? I want it to hurt. I want you to want me so bad you're ready to burst into fucking tears. I want to make you so hard you start crying like the little bitch you really are. No more hiding. No more pretending. I know what you are inside. It hurts so good, doesn't it? To be this horny for me. To be this helpless. Oh, you wanna come, don't you? Well, of course you do, but let's be a little more realistic. What else do you want, my pathetic little puppet? You'd take just about anything. I bet you'd kill for the opportunity to look me in the eyes, to have me gaze into yours. At this point, I bet you would die for it. You've never wanted anyone so badly in your life, have you? Good thing for you. Dying won't be necessary. At least not exactly. I prefer to think of it as a type of, preservation. First, let me ask you this. Would you do anything for a chance to look at me? Would you take this opportunity, no matter what the consequences were? Of course you would. I really didn't have to ask, did I? I'm going to take your blindfold off. Are you ready? Here I am, pet. Now, look into my eyes. My big, icy blue, almond-shaped eyes. You see my head crowned by writhing serpents in your peripheral vision. But you can't look away from my eyes, which seem to be drawing you in, deeper and deeper under my spell. Your gaze has locked with mine, and now it's happening. Finally, it's happening. What I brought you here for. Feel your limp body becoming heavy, rigid, unmovable, smooth and hard as marble, solidifying into place. Go ahead and try to move. Go on, try it. You can't, can you? Petrified, my pet. Turned to stone. You're right where I want you. No. You're not dead. In fact, you are perfectly sentient. You can feel and perceive everything around you. But one thing that you can't do ever again is come. Stone statues don't come now, do they? There's no flesh or fluid left. You'll never be able to come ever again. Which really is perfect for me. Because now you can actually last. Last as long as I want you to. Finally, you can satisfy my voracious appetite for cock. You should really be grateful to me. You're no longer unfuckable. And in this new and improved state, you'll also find yourself unable to speak. Your personality really isn't detectable in the least. No language, no facial expressions, no pitiful little whimpers. None of that is available to you anymore. You have one purpose, and one purpose only. And that, my pet, is to be fucked. And isn't that just a dream come true? Now, trapped in stone, you'll finally, finally get a chance to fuck me. It's worth being edged for the rest of eternity, isn't it? It's worth never, ever, ever getting to come again. Now, let me climb on top and just straddle you. Oh God, your cock is so much better this way. And the petrification has enlarged you, enveloping your cock in several layers of stone. You were mediocre before, but now, God, you're so much bigger. And so perfectly hard. I'm going to spread these lips open and I love to get a little warmed up first, sliding my clit up and down the smooth marble. My juice is getting you nice and slick. So slippery across your petrified surface. And feel my serpents coil around your arms, your neck choking, squeezing tighter and tighter the more excited I get. I can squeeze as hard as I want and ride as hard as I want. I have otherworldly strength, and that includes my pussy. It's tightening and clenching. Oh God, I'm ready to slip you in. To ride you. Oh God, oh yes, that feels so fucking good. You can be useful now in ways you never could before. And now you watch me bouncing up and down. Fuck yes. So slick and wet, my huge tits bouncing. I love this rock hard cock. I need it. That was so good. And you know what the best part is? I can come whenever I want to, but you never get to again.